The scripture tonight is from taken from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I'm going to tell you, and I am not a hypocrite when I say this, because I'm not exempt from this. We all have to exercise our faith. We're all tempted sometimes to lean to our own understanding. When something happens, you know, it's the human nature side of us that we lean to sometimes rather than trusting in the Lord with all of our heart. And it's easy to say, oh, just trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. But you know what? Sometimes it's not as easy as that. It really puts our faith to the test. And we have to trust the Lord to really help us to trust Him and to bring our thoughts into captivity. It's not an easy thing when you're going through difficulties and trials of all sorts. It's not. But you know what? As I pray, God is above all of these circumstances. He is above everything, and He's over. He's more powerful than anything that we'll ever face. Keep that in the foremost part of your mind and your heart. It is true. God loves us and He cares for us. And He tells us not to be afraid of anything, but not to try to take things into our own hands. So, you know what? The lesson tonight is taking our hands off and accepting divine leadership. That's just a simple, simple title. Taking our hands off and accepting divine leadership. Taking our hands out of the situation. Sometimes we put ourselves in the situation, and you know, God doesn't even need us to. That's what the human side of us will do sometimes, is that we will think that God needs our help, and somehow we'll have an input into it, when all the time God is fully capable of taking care of the situation. I was thinking about a scripture that I'm going to use tonight in an example. Remember the Israelite, Uzzah, who lost his life when he took hold of the Ark of God? That's in 2 Samuel 6:6. The Ark was very important because it was a symbol of God. And it was not to be touched except by certain people who were given that authority and that privilege to do so. But when God said it's not to be touched, it's not supposed to be touched. And although Uzzah's intention was to steady the ark, nonetheless, he disobeyed and overstepped his bounds by touching the Lord's work. Living a life of faith often requires us to leave things alone. Think about that. Living a life of faith, sometimes it often requires us just to leave things alone. Take our hands off of it. Take our hands out of it. And leave it in the Lord's hands. And I'm speaking to myself tonight as well. You know what? The ark would have survived without His intervention. God would have kept it. He didn't need human interference, because that was in that day in the Old Testament a symbol of God. Sometimes, no matter how concerned our burdened over a matter we may be, it is of vital importance that we know what part that God needs us to play in that situation, or whether he needs us to keep our hands off. Maybe he doesn't need us to get involved at all. We have to be sensitive to that. We need God's guidance for every area of our lives. No matter what it is, we need his guidance. That's, I think we sang that song maybe Sunday, or maybe Sunday before last, or Wednesday, I don't remember. But I need thee every hour. And you know, that is such a precious hymn. I need thee every hour. And we do. We need him. And we need him in every area of our life. Everything that concerns us, we need him in it. Sometimes we're going in the right direction. We may be going in the right direction, but the timing isn't right. God not only knows what we should be involved in or what we should do, but how and when we should do it as well. Some choices may seem very good from our perspective, but if they aren't God's will, we will regret them eventually. We will regret being involved in that particular thing. Have you ever said something with the best intention? You know, with a good intention, but you found out later you just were not sensitive to God. You should have waited. That happens. And then we regret it. We think, oh, I'm going to learn from that mistake. But as the Lord's followers, we do have the Holy Spirit within us to guide us into all truth. And that includes guiding us into what we should be involved in and what we should not, and what our involvement should be if we should be involved in it, what we should say, what we shouldn't say. And that is something we need to learn to do, is to wait on God, to pray and to be sensitive to God, to lead us and to guide us, because we can really make a spiritual mess out of everything if we're not careful. But you know what? If we neglect his divine leadership, remember the title of the lesson was taking our hands off and accepting divine leadership. You know, sometimes we just feel we have to be in control. And, you know, this control issue can be very deep. And I know it can run and affect many aspects of your life. And it's not a good thing, because God's leadership is what we need. We cannot go wrong if we rely on his leadership and we learn to discern his leadership. But you know what? If we insist on going our own way, sometimes the Lord will let us face it. He'll let us go on. And then we have to face the consequences until we finally realize where we're wrong, and the goodness and the faithfulness and the mercy of God comes down and helps us to see our mistake and has mercy on us. And forgiveness, if we have that heart to really repent and say, Lord, help me. Help me to do the right thing. Help me correct my mistakes. Help me correct where I went wrong. But when we refuse to consult the Lord and we're determined to go our own way, we can expect not a good outcome. One of the things that happens is confusion. When you're out of God's will and you're out from under his leadership and you're under your control and not under God's, you will really get into trouble. We'll start to question our decision. And, you know, that's the Holy Spirit pricking our heart. We'll question our decision. And then we will say, I wonder if I made the wrong choice. God's trying to help us the whole time. So God's actions, remember, at the Tower of Babel demonstrates how he brought confusion when people made the wrong decisions. And apart from him, we will make the wrong decisions. Without his leadership, we will make the wrong decisions. If we have entrusted something, if we have completely entrusted something to God, we must keep our hands off of it. We must keep our hands off, because the Lord can guard whatever that situation is better than we can. And he does not need our help. If he needs our help, he'll let us know. But the problem is sometimes we feel like he needs our help when he really doesn't. So we have to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him and not fret over circumstances. Sometimes we want things to happen immediately. I say this with no disrespect, but sometimes I have to say I get impatient, honestly. We call my mother the minute man. She wanted everything to happen. You know, she was the sweetest thing. And Norma can tell you, she was a good mother, a sweet mother. But I'm telling you, I don't remember her ever being still. I mean, she was all the time doing something until she came to know the Lord at about 68, I believe it was, or 69. I'm not sure, it was 68 or 69. But she was a minute person. Everything she wanted done on the moment, just right now. If it was done 10 minutes before, it was not fast enough. But, you know, we have to be still and be patient, and we have to wait on the Lord. Things in our lives may seem to be going all wrong, and that's when we get into trouble. You know, it's so good, isn't it? It's if life could just, sometimes you just think if life could just go on without problems and difficulties, oh, what a smooth road it would be. You know, how heavenly our life would be. No worries, no troubles, you know. But you know what? That's not true. We still wouldn't be patient. We still wouldn't be content. There would always be something. The Lord uses those circumstances that happen to teach us things. And I'm not going to tell you I've learned all of this. I'm still learning. I'm still learning to say, God, teach me what it is that you're trying to teach me. Help me to learn what it is when difficulties and trials come my way. Help me to learn what's going on, what it is that you're trying to teach me. Help me to learn that lesson. Help me to be patient. But you know, God knows our circumstances better than we do, and he knows why they come about. He knows why he allows them. So he will work out the perfect moment if we will completely trust him to work in his own way. Get that? If we will allow him to work in his own way and in his own time, and not become patient, if we'll just follow his leadership and his guidance, he will make us understand, and he will teach us the lessons that we need to learn. Often there is nothing, now listen to this, that this caught my attention when I read it today. It's not original. I found it and read it somewhere else, and I want to share it with you. Often there is nothing as godly as inactivity. I didn't say being active. I said inactivity. That's what it says. on our part. There is nothing as godly as inactivity on our part in certain situations when we're trying to put our hands into the matter and trying to fix it our way. And then there is nothing as harmful as restless working, running ahead of God and trying to work things out. Why? For God has promised to work his sovereign will if we will allow him to. If we will put ourselves under his leadership, he will lead us and he will guide us in his own way. And then we won't have that confusion. But apart from him, with us going ahead and running ahead of God and being active in our own way, you know, our plans are frustrating sometimes. It can really frustrate us. But God accomplishes his will despite our putting our hands into things that we shouldn't have it in. And that's what happened at the Tower of Babel too. He accomplished his will despite the people. And as they scattered over the surface of the earth, he accomplished his will and purpose. So although things were wrong, he still used the things. He still overruled and blessed the people and helped them. But not only does our interference in God's, in disobeying God and not allowing him to have the leadership role that he needs in our life, not only does it bring confusion, but conflict. We'll experience internal conflict when the Holy Spirit gives us a sense of uneasiness. Have you ever, or inadequacy and doubt over our course of action? I'm sure every one of us have been in that situation before when we realize that we have run ahead of God, or we didn't follow him, and we made a decision on our own. We've all been there. And we feel that pricking of the Holy Spirit. If we're Christians, we feel it. And you know, the goodness of God still tries to speak to the lost. He still allows people to understand that they've gone wrong, you know, because his desire is to bring them back on the right path. And then the other consequences cost. There's going to be a cost. Disobedience is always costly when we don't do the right thing in the right time and in the right way. And then there will be a loss. We will experience loss at some point in our lives, whether spiritually or emotionally or physically. We will experience that loss because we did not follow God's plan. And then there's regret. There's always regret. God chooses the best direction, the best time, and the best way. Therefore, if we go in an opposite direction and do not wait for his timing, or we do things our own way, we will miss his best and we'll suffer great regret at some point. And I know we've all been there too. And you know, the worst thing, you know, but I say the worst thing, but the discipline that comes, that's a consequence of not allowing God's leadership in our lives, taking control. Discipline, if we will not listen and obey God, he'll discipline us. His goal is that we learn to trust in him with all our heart, and instead of learning on our own understanding, like Proverbs 3:5-6 that I said, when I read at the beginning, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Only then will we make our paths right. So, you know, we need to, as a Christian, to regard every decision that we make. We need to regard what God's way is, what His plan is, and know that He loves us and that He wants to lead us. And when He directs our way, He ensures that everything works out according to His will and purpose, because His leadership has the power to accomplish it, not us, not our leadership. We do not have the ability to make everything work out. The sooner we learn that we will never be in control of our life circumstances, we will then learn to relax and trust in the Lord's control. Instead of striving for a predictable, safe lifestyle, we will seek to know the Lord in a greater depth, including the places of service that I need to be involved in. I will learn to be sensitive to Him, and I will learn my place that He has for me. Whenever we become uncertain of things, we can become anxious. When we become uncertain and things get out of whack and get out of control, then it's concerning to us. And we become anxious if we take our eyes off of the Lord and we begin to think, well, what should I do? Should I do this? And then we begin to think about all the things that can happen. And I know we've all been there. I know we have. This is when we need to remind ourselves that our security rests in Him alone. And He is totally trustworthy in every situation that we face. You know, those are not just words, but this is so true. The Lord is trustworthy in every situation. The basis of His security is His leadership. You cannot have His leadership. You cannot have His security if you don't accept His leadership. If He is not in control, we are out of control and acting on our own. And we're going to reap the consequences of being on our own. I'm going to close with a little poem. We're not too bad, but I wanted to give you time to say something if you wanted to. But listen to this. Being perplexed, I say, Lord, make it right. Night is as day to you, darkness as light. I am afraid to touch things that involve so much. My trembling hand may shake. My skillless hand may break. Yours can make no mistake. Let me read that one again. I am afraid to touch things that involve so much. I'm afraid to come in touch with those things. My trembling hand may shake. My skillless hand may break. Yours can make no mistake. Being in doubt, I say, Lord, make it plain. Which is the true, safe way? Which would be gain. I am not wise to know, nor sure of foot to go. What is so clear to thee, Lord, make it clear to me. It's all clear to the Lord, but sometimes it's just not clear to us. But he can make it clear to us if that's what we desire. All we have to do is ask him. It is such a comfort to drop the entanglements and perplexities of life into God's hands and leave them there for his leadership and his guidance, and allow him to lead our lives, including our involvement in matters, willing to take our hands off anything and out of any situation God does not lead us to be involved in. That's our safety net. That's our safeguard with the Lord. To know that no matter what we face in life, that God is there. And if we're under his leadership, we have his security. But if we're not under his leadership and we're leading ourselves, we have no security. And if we'll just remember that and remember to ask the Lord to help us and to keep us under his guidance and leadership, the Lord's able to do that. He's able to keep us. The sooner we learn that we will never be in control of our life circumstances, that's when we will become content to be where God wants us to be, to know that he can lead us. He's able to lead us wherever we need to be, and we can relax and trust in the Lord's control. And instead of us trying to strive to be able to predict what our future is going to be, then, and having a safe lifestyle, we'll seek to know the Lord in a greater depth, including the places that we need to be. So let's just remember that the Lord is able to keep us, but we need to be willing to say, Lord, show me the things I need to take my hands off of. Show me the things that I need to take my hands off of and put in your hands, and allow you to calm my anxieties and fears. Most of our anxieties and fears come from being out of God's will and just not trusting him. Doesn't mean you can be out of his will in a geographical location or place or being involved in something, but it could be just that I am not trusting him like I should. So let's all take this lesson to heart. It was a good lesson for me. I need that lesson. And if we'll take it to heart and ask the Lord to honor our desires to serve him,